DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Those people are the freaks, man.
Price.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Big Jim.
I told you. What did I tell you? Didn't I tell you? Because I told you.
Samantha.
I am going to have regular sex with you whether you like it or not.
Not another podcast.
Hello and welcome to finally another episode of Not Another Podcast. I am Bryce.
And I am James Willard. All right, we had to leave that. You weren't sure if he was going to show.
Yeah, I was hoping that he'd speak up, but no such luck. He's too busy. He's too good for us.
Yeah, it's now James.
Again.
I'm Big Jim. He's Big Time. That's what he's changed his name to.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, James is, I guess, he's out of town, is that it? He's got some...
I don't know. He's either out of town or working. Who knows with him?
Either doped up or dying or something, man. I don't know.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Not our problem.
But again, you know, much like the Lord has said upon us, wherever two or more of us can gather, he shall be present. So let us crack open the Jesus juice and some human flesh. And let's dive right into another show.
Well, yeah, I just opened a V-Zone. It sure does taste a lot like blood.
Well, here's the thing, okay? Because Valentine's Day, obviously, that was earlier this week.
Yep.
And I thought I had Valentine's Day, or VD as I like to call it for short, because I'm still in fucking sixth grade mentally. So I'm like, I got a pretty good idea from Leah as a gift. Because usually I suck. I used to be really good at getting gifts for people, but for whatever reason, it's kind of fallen by the wayside nowadays.
I think it happens with age because I'm the exact same way.
Yeah.
As I get older, my gifts seem to get shittier and shittier.
It's so true.
But my wife seemed to get better and better, so maybe it's a man thing.
I think it's a man thing because Malia's the same way. She's got me so dialed in, and I have lost just about all touch with, you know... I'm walking through the store. I'm just like, well, does she have a toilet brush? I mean, I don't know. It's a practical gift. You know, she uses the toilet every day. Every time she scrubs dried shit from the inside of a bowl, she'll think of me if she isn't already, because I'm usually the one that leaves those streaks in the bowl. Anyway,
that's usually for me anyway.
Exactly. It looks like chocolate. Could be chocolate, but
definitely not chocolate.
So I was wandering around the store. I was running around the mall. This was like months ago. I was looking for something actually for myself. I had some gift cards that some family had given me for Christmas. And I don't know. I've also lost my ability to buy good shit for myself when I get gift cards. For whatever reason, I'll end up using those as a way of kind of ipso facto re-gifting it so that I buy something for somebody else. So it saves
someone
me the
else.
Trouble of buying a gift with my own money, I guess. And then I kind of reform that into a present for somebody else.
I've gotten the habit of just holding on to those gift cards now forever and not using them.
That's potentially a bad thing because I found out some stores, after a year, that money just becomes
theirs.
They
start charging it. Yep.
They start charging it or it'll just evaporate altogether. Like,
yeah, luckily the ones – I always check and make sure. And luckily the ones I have don't expire.
Hmm. And there's some places now, I know there's one at the grocery store by our house, where you can actually take your gift cards and plug it in, and they'll give you like a voucher you can take up to the front, and they'll give you cash for that card. Now, how much money you get
back?
That's
awesome.
Well, it's one of those things. It's a Coinstar, and Coinstar is notorious for just fucking you royal.
Fucking you, yep.
I mean, yes, I'm a lazy American with a gigantic cooler jug bottle filled with pennies, nickels, dimes, and quarters. Do I have the kind of time to take all those things and put them in individually little wrapped cylinders so that I know exactly how much is in there? No, I'm fighting crime. I'm fighting injustice. I'm fighting terrorism on all possible shores, all possible fronts. I don't have that kind of time. Coinstar, this is where you step up. And in true American fashion, here's what you could have made. And then here's, like, you know, Coinstar's like the mafia.
A quarter of what you are getting.
Yeah, Coinstar, like the mafia, got to get their beak wet, got to have a little taste on the side, and that taste has gotten bigger and bigger. So, but anyway, so I got this gift card, And I'm wandering around this mall, and I come across, again, savvy shopper, I find all the clearance stuff that's put up. So I'm just like, wow. I'm just like, and as I'm walking up to it, I'm just like, I feel like myself getting like a shittier and shittier version of myself. I'm like, wow. So not only are you not buying anything for yourself or for anybody else with your own money, you're now going to the bottom barrel of commerce when it comes to purchasing goods and or services. You're going to the clearance bin, shit that nobody else wanted. But as it turned out, there was actually some really dope stuff there. And one of the things was some of those VR goggles that you can get for your phone.
Oh, nice.
And they were marked down from like $60 down to like $20. So I'm like, bet that's a done deal. I'm like, I bet Malia would love that. Completely forgetting the fact that she has astigmatism and that, you know, she's got her eyes are kind of buggy and squinty at times. You know, she can't read in a moving vehicle or she'll physically be ill. She'll throw up.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, you know what? You know what would be a great gift for her? Gives her the sensation of driving, but without actually moving, which just totally fucks with your equilibrium. But I thought to myself, Jim, well done. You got her a great gift. But this was right after Christmas, so I had a couple of weeks before Valentine's Day. So I take the box, I take it upstairs, and I find some of the luggage in the spare room, one of the bigger pieces of luggage, and I hide it in the luggage. I'm like, brilliant parking, a brilliant hiding spot, brilliant gift. Jim, pat on the back all the way around. You know, you deserve like a Coke and a smile. Go relax. A couple of weeks after that, we were going on a quick trip into Philly, and we were spending the night there. So we just needed to find an overnight bag. She goes in there, and again, this is like huge, almost like a steamer trunk. Like if you were going to Hogwarts for a semester, you would use this size.
You would use it, yeah.
Not for an overnight trip. She's like, Jim, I was in the spare room, and I was looking through some of the luggage there. I'm like, God damn it. She's like, what's wrong? I'm like, you found the goggles, right? You found the – she's like, yeah, was that for Christmas? I'm like, no, that was for you for Valentine's Day, you know. Hope you're happy. Which, and here's the thing I discovered, the thing that's almost as good as getting the perfect gift for somebody, making that other person feel really, really guilty for finding it early.
Finding it.
Oh, my God. So.
My wife and I do a thing where, like, especially around Christmas, we have areas that are off limits that neither of us can go to. So that way we don't inadvertently stumble upon a gift.
Well, I mean, you guys are lucky in that your house is pretty huge. You know, I mean, you've got plenty of crawl spaces, places for, you know, hiding evidence or bodies or whatever. I mean, I'm not one to judge, you know. Again, I really trying not to get on the bad side of the Wolf family. but yeah, I mean,
Jim want to go night-night?
No, Jim don't want to go night-night. Jim want to stay up and awake and alive. for future times. And and Malia, though, she's like, I don't know if she's got some way of kind of like changing the molecular structure of gifts, but she's hidden stuff in our house. Like the place we used to live in Portland was like tiny. It was like 750 square feet. Like you couldn't move without bumping into somebody or something. And she would hide all kinds of gifts throughout the house there. I'd have no idea they were there until, you know, she would flip a switch, like the Predator cloaking device would come off. All of a sudden, boom, there's all these gifts coming out of the
there window. It is.
So, but yeah, I got her these goggles, and I'm like, well, she already knew about the goggles beforehand. I got to do something extra nice for her. And I haven't done this in a while, and it's a surefire cure. Even if it's bad, it's still, like, the best thing ever. I make poems. I write poems to her, and I'll hide them in her lunch. And where I take her name and it's just like, you know, M is for the, you know, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, A is for the this. And I got it all to rhyme and it was like super cheesy. And like, you know, was it M is for the most amazing mother that you be? A is for the angel inside of you that I see, you know, all kinds of. I mean, obviously it ain't Shake's fucking spear, but it hits like a fucking jackhammer. So. And like I said, even if it's like the worst, you know, poetry imaginable, it's like you're a special needs kid and you somehow manage to make the turkey with the hand. You draw the circle of the hand outline and then you draw like the beak and everything else. To the parents, it's the most amazing thing ever, you know. And for her, yeah. she just loved it all the more. So I'm her special needs kid in that capacity. And she knows this on the daily. So what did you guys do for VD?
We actually did not do much. We got cards for each other and then made dinner at home.
See, and that's the thing. People kind of go a little overboard with this holiday. What's something even more fun to do? Research the history behind Valentine's Day. You know,
yeah.
Go beyond that Hallmarky card and bullshit chocolate industry stranglehold into like the crux of the story of Saint Valentine and how brutally murdered he was. Go on Netflix, watch a murder or a horror movie. That is truly more authentically Valentine's Day than, you know, sitting through some shitty Renee Zellweger film festival, you know, or something along those lines. Like, just take the time, do your homework.
I heard someone say that they should replace Valentine's Day with Halloween 2.
Ooh. Interesting. And
so, two Halloweens.
Yeah. No, I would dig that. I would definitely dig that. And, like, you get dressed up like famous martyred people from history. You know, like William Wallace.
Martyr Day.
Yeah. Ooh,
yeah.
Even better. Halloween 2. Obviously, the Halloween people are going to get a little butthurt about that. Martyr Day rolls off the fucking tongue right there. I like it.
Yeah.
No, but Malia actually...
I think we just created a new holiday.
I think you're absolutely right. I think Bryce Co., a subsidiary of Not Another Corporation, has proudly rolling out for 2017 is already over. 2018, yeah. Give you a full year to prepare for it. Martyr Day. Pick a martyr, research it, and then share it with your lover and see if they can guess, you know,
who it is.
Exactly. I mean, I think that's a fun activity. It's educational. You learn something.
Yeah.
You know? Malia actually, for me, got, she ordered two cases of Vizo. And
nice.
Which is awesome. Like, I have been like so, I'm like a junkie. I've been so strung out. You know, I'm like snorting instant coffee off the Keurig at work, just trying to get some kind of a buzz going. But
it's not a Vizo, it doesn't count.
Exactly. There's no minerals, there's no vitamins. But here it is, it's Friday, it's the 17th. Still no fucking Vizo. Fucking Amazon Prime dropping the mad ball. Or I'm thinking more it's Vizo, because Amazon's usually on the stick with that. I'm thinking Vizo.
Yeah. It just depends who fulfills it. Because a lot of times it'll be sold by and then fulfilled by Amazon because they'll have a ton in their warehouse.
Yeah.
But my guess is Vizo probably just ships it from their warehouse.
Yeah, because she ordered it last week, and it was supposed to be here in time for Valentine's Day, and then she checked it a couple days beforehand, and it said estimated arrival time the 17th. So here we are, and like again, we get older, you look forward to weird things. I was so looking forward to having, like, cracking that Vizo cap and just, like, wafting it up. Like, I treat it like a fine wine. I love me some Vizo.
It's so funny because I have to choke it down because I think this, at least this one, tastes so bad.
Which what flavor do you have?
It's the Dynamo, the Concord grapefruit.
Yeah, the grapefruit ones aren't really good for the most part. You're talking to a diehard Vizo fan. Like, I want to get the knuckle tattoos, you know, Vizo across it, so I can be like, yeah, bitch.
Vizo for life.
Vizo for life. I get like one of those cholo-type stomach tattoos.
Yep.
Across the belly, but no, I started off...
I think you should get a lower back tattoo, though.
Interesting.
Classy.
And just like, or better yet, how about a lower back tattoo that goes all the way around, kind of like a utility belt, and it's just the different flavors of Vizo all the way around the tum-tum. Ooh,
there you go.
Yeah, that's classy. That guarantees I will never get fucked in prison. Right there.
I think that guarantees you to get fucked in prison.
Oh, there's...
Speaking of prison, you have Amazon Prime, right? Do you guys have Prime?
Oh, yeah.
I suggest you look up, Where to Invade Next? It's a documentary by Michael Moore.
Oh, I saw that. Oh, I didn't watch it, but I saw
really
it's up there.
It is really good. I'm almost all the way through it. I've had several busy few weeks, so I haven't been able to finish it yet, but there's a lot of good stuff in there. He basically goes to other countries and picks up the good parts of them. Like, there's, Italy has like, every worker has like 30 paid days off a year.
Holy shit.
Not including paid holidays. The maternity leave is like 5 months.
Oh my God.
Paid. Yeah, it's, I mean, it's insane. There's schools in places where charter schools are illegal. It's illegal to charge for school.
Wow.
So all the rich people basically have to help make those schools good. So pretty much every public school is literally the exact same.
How are these parts of the world not falling into gigantic volcanic pools and just melting away? Like, how is it?
I know, right?
Bedlam just like
erupt? It's called it's a crazy idea. We don't have it here, or it's very rare. It's called human decency.
Now that just sounds like gibberish. That doesn't sound.
I know, right?
At all.
Yeah, but I highly recommend it. And it will. There's points where it'll piss you off. It talks about Germany.
Yeah.
How they teach the Holocaust like through the entire school system,
like
so that there's no chance it will ever be repeated. So they basically like their textbooks are uncensored photos of like
wow.
All the like slaughtered Jews and stuff. It's insane.
I
cannot recommend it enough.
I'm gonna check that shit out. My day is off coming up.
Yeah,
I'm gonna stay up late. It's crack good. Me a couple of visos. Like, all right, Michael Moore, take me away.
Yeah.
Is it one long documentary or is it like a small series?
Yeah. Yeah, it's one long one.
Okay.
It's like 2 hours, 2.5 hours or something.
Because I'll be honest, like Michael Moore gets a lot of flack for some of the stuff that he did, but. Bowling for Columbine, I thought was a great one. Brilliant. Like, yeah. You know, it starts off with him going to the bank where you get a free gun if you open up a checking account. He's like, is anybody here think this is a bad idea? Giving guns away at a fucking bank?
Yeah.
You know, I remember I saw that movie in the theaters, and as James will attest, I have a hard time keeping my fucking mouth shut.
Yes, he has attested that many times.
I was there with my girlfriend at the time, and we're in the theaters, and I was doing pretty good, doing really good, and I was like really kind of, because that movie sucks you in, you know, and it really kind of, because it's doesn't flinch, it really kind of takes apart, you know, not just, it isn't like just anti-NRA, though NRA is really painted in a, I wouldn't say a bad light, I'd say in an honest light, you know, because they don't really have to do much.
It's an unflattering.
Yeah. You know, but it also shows the full scope of, you know, everything that was involved. The interview part with Marilyn Manson I thought was brilliant, where, you know, you sit down and you're expecting Marilyn Manson to be all like, you know, just like a caricature of himself. And like, what would you say to these two guys? And he says the most brilliant thing. He's like, I wouldn't say anything. I would listen to them, because it really kind of feels like that's the one thing that these two kids, as heinous an act as they've committed, you know, that's really one of the things that, you know, could have helped keep this thing from happening.
But
the part that I couldn't keep myself from just shouting out at the screen, it's the part at the end where he goes to visit Charlton Heston in his, like, you know, his lovely home. And Charlton, like, strangely enough, decides to sit down for an interview with Michael Moore. And because I don't think that Charlton really knew who the fuck Michael Moore was, or if he did.
Michael Moore was.
He's like, there's no way this guy's going to come into my house and try and put me in my fucking place. I'm Charlton goddamn Heston. I'm an American icon. And they're sitting there, and obviously Michael starts hammering him with some really pointed questions that, you know, Charlton doesn't really have anywhere to go to. So what does he do? He just stands up, and he starts walking away. And Michael... Like a fool is just like, Mr. Heston, where are you going? And I couldn't help myself. I yelled out the screen, like, he's going to get a gun. The whole lot just fucking lost it. Because they're just like, this is going to turn into a snuff film in about 30 seconds. So, Michael, you better run your chubbly ass towards the gate and hope you can make it.
Yeah. Hope you can duck and dodge and weave pretty good.
Oh, for fuck's sake. That's you went from Valentine's Day to bowling for Columbine. That's pretty impressive.
That's how this show rolls.
Yeah. But I covered, I found some interesting news stories here. I don't know if you
Yeah, let's get to those.
Toss those around here. I got a couple here. Okay, I'll start with, so obviously with airline restrictions being what they are, it's getting harder and harder to take on your usual accoutrement that make, because anyone that's flown can tell you it's a very jarring experience.
It's a pain in the ass.
It is. I mean, it is a great way of transportation. It's a great way to get, you know, over a long distance in a shorter period of time.
Sure, yep.
But you're paying for that convenience with comfort, with civil liberties, with all kinds of shit. Like, I had no idea that, you know, the dollar menu everywhere else is a dollar, but at the airport, the dollar menu is, you know,
it's $5.
It's five fingers in a fist up your ass. And that's how they're reaching to get your wallet. But as the case may be, the people that work there to kind of make sure that everyone's flying safely and that nothing illegal is being smuggled in or out of the country, you know, obviously these are the people that kind of have to pay the price a lot of times when it comes to people complaining about air travel. And these are one of those this is one of those stories where it's, you really kind of get a good appreciation for what these people do and the investigations that they have to take under their wing to make sure that we all fly safely. And the story is this: 42 pounds of horse meat, including horse genitals, confiscated at Dulles International Airport. See, it angers dogs, you know?
I know, they get so pissed off.
The 42 pounds of horse meat, including 13 pounds of horse genitals, was confiscated on January 29th from two women traveling from Mongolia. So it's Mongolian horse balls that you're buying, which, let's be honest, kind of like,
they're not fresh.
Yeah, it's kind of like the what is it like? It would be like the Hot Pocket equivalent of horse meat. Like, it's anything like good quality. We're not talking like a war horse or a sea biscuit. We're not talking like good horse balls. We're talking like top ramen level.
Fiery on the outside, ice cold in the middle.
Yeah. Oh God. And that smell. I mean, once you get the smell of burnt horse balls in your microwave, forget it. Everything.
It doesn't come out. You better just burn your fucking house down and start over.
It's the only way to be sure.
Yeah.
During a routine agricultural examination, the CBP specialists found the horse meat, which was hidden inside of juice boxes, other meats, and 3 liters of yak milk. Now, first of all, 3 fucking liters of yak milk? I can't get on the fucking airplane with a bottle of water that measures more than, you know, 3 loogies. These motherfuckers are coming on there with 3 liters of yak milk.
Yeah. Did you see one of the women said that the meat was for medical purpose?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
horse meat can only...
That fucking woo.
Like, what, really, like, what doctor's like, you know, oh, man, that's a bad break.
I gotta prescribe you some horse cock.
Yeah, but what we're gonna do is we're gonna form a splint down the leg so that the bone regrows correctly. And the only way to get a good, solid splint on that part of the leg, we're gonna take one horse cock and another horse cock on either side of the leg. We're gonna strap it around. We're gonna probably use some bungee cords or whatever, something that kind of moves with the body, but also keeps the support there where you need it.
Gotta keep it stiff. Yeah.
Medicinal horse cock. That's a good band name. I'm just going to throw that out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but horse meat from Mongolia is specifically prohibited because of concerns of exposing diseases to U.S. livestock. Now, are you feeding the horse balls to the livestock? Like, I don't understand how that crossover could actually potentially take place.
You never know.
Yeah.
You never know.
So, yeah, on a typical day, the CBP discovers about 4,638 materials for quarantine, including plant, meat, animal byproduct, and, strangely enough, soil, according to its website. Now, I'm trying to figure out what kind of Miracle-Gro would be such a threat to national security.
I think it could have to do with like bacteria and insects that are in the soil that would become invasive.
Apparently you've not heard of a little vitamin called Monsanto, which will pretty much take care of any fucking soil. People should be allowed to just have clothes made of soil from their native land, luggage, whatever they can fucking possibly create with dirt. Bring it on, because Monsanto's going to stand there like the human torch and then just purify it as it comes into our land. So that's and again, you do kind of feel like a little sorry for the people that kind of had, because imagine you go to your day job, you know, and you know, you're just working through the regular rigors of the day. Maybe you had a good night last night. Maybe you had a bad night's sleep. You know, maybe you got some kind of some other kind of personal strife going through. But these people
are fishing through somebody's imported meats, and you stick your hand in there and you come out with a severed horse cock.
You know, and it's like, how do you, like, you, they're like, okay, how are we going to hide this meat from customers? Yeah. What if we put it inside other meat?
It's better than the alternative.
What's that? Oh, the
you could keister it.
Keistered horse cock. Again, these band names are just coming out of the fucking woodwork.
I know.
Keistered horse cock. Not bad. I'm trying to think of what kind of musical stylings that band would play.
It would be like Finnish goth metal.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I kind of think of it as like maybe if there's like if you could make a crossover between like black metal and country.
Ooh.
If you could kind of make some kind of a correlation between
the two
there, you know, like guys with kind of like guar. Where it's like, you know, they got a cowboy hat, but the cowboy hat's made of, like, someone's, you know, chest cavity or something. I don't know.
I could dig that. I could dig cowboy metal.
Yeah. See? You know, we're...
I'm gonna have to actually look into that and see if that's a genre now.
And if not, someone needs to get the fuck on that. We'll let...
Yeah, someone needs to start that. If anybody listening plays in a band, we need some cowboy metal.
You know what? And I guarantee you this right now, you're going to be huge in Mongolia. They're going to just love you. You can tour wherever you want in Mongolia. You're going to be like a national treasure. So, okay, this next story here, we've all had problems with our family. You know, you get into arguments. Family are the people that lift you up when you need it the most, but can also tear you down. The lowest you've ever been, because you've been around them your entire life. They've seen you at your best. They've seen you at your worst. So when things turn sour is when potentially things can really get out of control. And this next story is going to sort of encompass that perfectly. Not in Florida, but Arkansas. Man accused of headbutting his 70-year-old mother not once, but twice.
God.
Okay, so a North Arkansas man is accused of headbutting his 70-year-old mother twice, according to court filings. John Van Borskirk, 34, of, and I'm not making this shit up, Yellville, which clearly just a town built on ancient Native American domestic violence cases. Was arrested on Tuesday.
Chief hitting wife.
She had it coming. Tuesday on charge of second-degree battery.
She walked into door.
I didn't know there was a doorknob on a teepee. Best keep mouth shut.
Know what's best for you.
Him love me. Oh, God, this is getting really racist. charge of second-degree battery.
We just turned off all of any Native American listeners.
Yeah, we were big at Standing Rock about a fucking 10 minutes ago. Like, we were talking about Mongolia. We had him in our back pocket. Suddenly the tables turned. But John Van Borskirk of Yellville was charged with second-degree battery. And he reported December 31st on New Year's Eve disturbance record show. The Marion County Sheriff's Office was dispatched on New Year's Eve to Baxter Regional Medical Center in reference to a reported domestic battery at the hospital. Then Boss Kirk's mother told a sheriff's deputy that when she returned home from lunch, Van Forest Kirk, he got mad and began throwing food and mail at her. Like, really? Mail? Like, because of all the things around the house, or let's be honest, probably not a house, probably a trailer, that one can kind of pick up and toss.
Hey, hey, hey. You're probably giving them too much credit.
Okay. Well, like a lean-to?
It's a lean-to.
A lean-to?
It's a lean-to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or was it a yurt? Could be a
yurt. A yurt.
But, like, if you're living in a yurt...
Who are you kidding? They don't have yurts in Arkansas.
But
they're lucky they have flowing water.
We got...
And one paved road.
We're talking about Yellville here. This is, like, teeming Mecca that is. This is, like, a huge shining beacon in Arkansas. People long to live or get thrown out of Yellville, which almost sounds like a weird suburb from a Dr. Seuss book or whatever. But like, essentially, of all the things around the house to throw at a loved one or a family member, mail is kind of unwieldy because it never goes right where you need it to. It's like you throw it,
yeah.
It just kind of like spirals, like an envelope just goes wherever the fuck it wants to go.
The population of Yellville, it looks like the last census was 2010, was 1,204 people.
1,204 of the finest Arkansas people the world has ever seen.
Arkansasians.
Yeah, I don't know what the plural or the regional demographic of Arkansas-ites would be. But the woman noted that her son, who she said had psychological issues, had been abusive to her for quite some time and that she just had kind of dealt with it. Van Boskirk reportedly told his mother how stupid he was and how stupid Yellville was. Now, hold the fuck on. You do not speak ill in these United States of America about how horrible Yellville is. Yellville, put food on your back. Put clothes over your head. Okay? Yellville is an American tradition. How dare you, sir?
You got that wonderful lawn art with that Camaro up on them blocks.
You got that van that, you know, the weird uncle lives in that's got that airbrushed eagle on the side. That's just street candy and hugs.
Uncle Grabby.
Van Boskirk reportedly told his mother about how stupid he was, how stupid he thought Yellville was when she returned home. A short time later, Van Boskirk headbutted his mother on her left temple as she was getting out of her vehicle, causing her to fall to the ground. Now, here's where it gets interesting. Van Boskirk later headbutted her again on her right temple as she was flat on her back. Now, how can you headbutt the side of someone's head if they're laying? You'd have to be on the ground.
On top of them.
Or, like, you know, on the ground next to them. And then, like, how do you push along the ground? Like, you know, were you doing, like, the worm? And, like, your last kind of like whip the head down?
Whack!
Like, I would like to see footage of that if it exists anywhere. But, yeah, the mother, let's see here. Yeah, where was it? Oh, yeah, mother was flat on her back. His mother told authorities she stopped a third attempt at a headbutt by putting her feet up. So at that point, I think he was on top of her. Because I guess he got the left side. Then he got the right side. Then I guess his piece de resistance was he wanted to just go straight for the front of the dome.
He needed the hat trick.
Yeah.
All right.
And sadly, hat trick denied. The mother dropped off her...
the mugshot of this dude is just...
Yeah.
Crazy.
If that's the shirt that he chose to wear that day, he knew he was going to jail. For those of you, if you need to look this story up, if we can toss a link to this.
Yeah, I'll try and link this in the show.
Because, I mean, seriously, I mean, it's like the old-timey, like, 1920s fashion of what jail, like, prisoners had to wear, like, the black and white
stripe.
Yeah,
the black and white, yeah.
Yeah, this one's like a little charcoal gray and dingy white, but you get the gist rather easily here. But yeah, the mother dropped off her son at an undisclosed location, not the hospital, not the police station, an undisclosed location. So probably the Steak and Shake, not too far away.
I think you're giving him too much credit.
What discount Because I don't think they got McDonald's in Yellsville. I don't think they do. What's like a knockoff?
It would be the Pork and Water.
Again, great band name, Pork and Water. I'm thinking, okay, let's see here. Jewish folk music with a little bit of a religious bend to it. Like, if we could take Creed and inject some kind of, like, Hasidic
Judaism.
Hasidic Judaism. And then a little bit of, like...
No, Pork and Water are rappers. They're Jewish rappers.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Pork and Water. Because you know what water
they're,
does?
They're edgy.
You know what water
they're
does?
They're edgy. What does water do?
He makes it rain.
Ooh. Mic drop.
Splash. Out goes water.
I'm thinking like, what's the word for, like a really devoutly Jewish person?
Hasidic?
Yeah, maybe. God, if I could have remembered the fucking word, this would have been better. But anyway, let's move on because this is dead.
Well, anyway, Van Boskirk is being held at the Marion County Jail in lieu of a $20,000 bond as of Thursday afternoon, according to an online inmate roster. I like that they have an inmate roster. Like, there's a starting, you got your starting six, and then you got your backups, then you got your JV, then you got your Pop Warner. I mean, this is how the inmate roster goes down. And $25,000 bond, how much is that in, like, camel bucks? Like, how much is Grandma going to have to dip into her retirement to be able to spring her lovely little grandson, who's a weapon of choice is the headbutt.
Yeah.
Yeah. We may never know. We may never know.
So. We probably won't, because this will probably be the end of the story.
let's see here. Oh, here's one that I wanted to talk about.
Orthodox Jew. There we go.
Orthodox.
Yes. It would be an Orthodox Jewish rap group.
You know,
but they don't sing on Sundays.
Of course, not. They don't rap on Shabbos, bro.
Yeah.
There's actually some very awesome Jewish rappers. MC Search from Third Base was and still is Jewish. He's one of my all-time favorite rappers, regardless of faith. But yeah. Anyway. Okay. So
moving on.
Moving on. Here's a question for you, Bryce. Now, when it comes to food. And more
goes in the garbage.
Goes to see it pass my lips.
I mean, I refer to my mouth as the garbage can.
Okay. All right. Well, that makes. And yeah. Again, my body as well. You see, your body is a temple. Mine's more of like an abandoned amusement park.
Mine's more like that dump.
Yeah. Mine. Yeah.
You just come in, dump all your trash, and drive off.
Yeah. Mine's kind of like a recycling center. Oh, instead of actually, you know, utilizing it as like energy and or like, you know, cells, it just turns it into like diarrhea and, you know, gastrointestinal distress
and shame.
Yeah. But when it comes to freshness dates, what is your leniency policy? Like when it says like sell by the 17th, is it in the garbage like on the 17th or do you got a little bit of wiggle room?
I usually give it a few days because it's a use by, that doesn't mean it's an expiration date.
Excellent. Yes.
Yeah.
Because it's usually best if used by, or yeah. Like you said, or it's a use by, but this is not the Bible truth. And there's actually been studies done about whether or not some grocery stores have used the sell by date as a way of creating waste. So that some people will
buy more.
They'll buy more or they'll throw out food that's still perfectly good, which then what? It adds to the waste of that household, and then there's energy that's required to take that garbage to the landfill, then it's taking up more and more space. So it's a very obvious snowball effect that could happen. My wife, God bless her, is one where as soon as that date comes, regardless of what it looks like, I think
it's in the garbage.
I think it's psychosomatic a little bit. She's like, it's inedible. I'm like, babe. Okay, first of all, if you've seen some of the shit that I've been like, that's still good, bro. You know, you can sort of eat.
I've got another 2 weeks.
Areas. Yeah, easy. If it hasn't changed color, or
if it's not growing anything.
Yeah, if there's no additional food, and actually, if additional food is growing out of the food, that's double food.
It's a win-win.
That's a bonus food right there, bro. You got food making
penicillin
food.
Never killed anyone.
Yeah, you got a steak that's still making mushrooms. Now, steak and mushroom, they go together. Throw that bitch in the fucking skillet. You're saving time. But no, my mom, unfortunately, is the complete opposite. She
saves it forever.
Like, for like posterity's sake. Like, I swear to God, one time she was gonna make a casserole, and Harrison Ford kicked in the door as Indiana Jones, grabbed the food from her hands, and it should be in the garbage, and threw it away, and then just bullwhipped him his way out the window. And we're just, what the fuck was that all about? But no, she keeps food, specifically like condiments, well after. Because I think she has this mindset that, you know, stuff like condiments have no expiration date. If it's a cream base specifically, you know, until it starts to
it
separate,
lasts forever.
Yeah, it's fine. It's
my parents, they do the same thing, but it's usually with like boxed foods like pastas,
yeah,
and canned food. And I know they say canned food doesn't go bad. They're full of shit.
When I've seen some canned food where the structural integrity of the can is being compromised. It looks like it's about to explode. And some people will be like, well, it's just, it got dropped a couple times. No, if you drop, this is like a nitroglycerin at this point. If you were to drop this can on the floor,
it will explode.
Seriously. This is like an improvised explosive device. This can be used in food warfare rather easily.
Food murder.
This is no lie, and I feel so very, very bad about telling this story, but luckily for me, my mom has no computer skills whatsoever, so there's no way she's ever going to
fuck She'll me. Never hear this story.
When Malia and I had first moved here to Lancaster, and we were, you know, at the house, Mom once made dinner for us, and she made that, you know, that casserole where it's like green beans in the middle, and then like there's like the onion, the fried onions, the crispy onions all the way around, kind of like a moat. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a good, you know, tasty casserole. You know, most people like it. You know, it's got a little something for everybody. Problem was, like, we go in there, we get ourselves, you know, a plate and everything else, and we're eating it, and, you know, I kind of look over at Malia, and she's looking over at me. I'm like, there's something tastes slightly off. Couldn't quite put our fingers on it. There was like a slight metallic-y taste to it. Not the band, mind you, but there was
Who's doing a tour again, by the way?
Yes, I saw that shit. Cannot fucking...
Unfortunately, my kid will be born right before they're going to be in the Northwest.
What better way to get that baby out than in a mosh pit? That's what I say. Bring him out, and then they'll
sign my baby.
And you kidding me? Lars would definitely sign your baby. Give him a little baby.
He would probably drum with it too.
Yeah. Who can say that their kid got drummed by Lars Ulrich? No one.
See that dent?
Yeah.
That was from Lars fucking Ulrich.
That's a Zayban dent right there. God damn it.
Yeah.
Or whatever the name.
You wear that proudly.
But so we're sitting there, we're eating, and trying to figure out what it is, and we came to the realization that it was something to do with that casserole, and so but we didn't say anything out loud because we didn't want to hurt my mom's feelings. I went after, you know, I was cleaning up. I was basically getting all the dishes together and scraping all the food into the garbage, and I saw in the recycling bin the container that the onions, the fried onions, were in.
Oh.
Would you care to guess? We'll skip the month. Would you care to guess what year?
The year?
It was best sold by.
So this was sometime last year that you moved there.
Yes. So.
So it was in 16. I'm going to go with 2000, and I'm probably a little generous. I'm going to go 2004.
Not quite that old. It was I think it was 2009. Was when, okay. So 6 years. Hold on. I think that might be my visa. Yes.
Oh, look at it. Oh, it's so pretty. Unfortunately, I can't get the door open to get at it.
Damn door.
I will break thee. All right.
The joy of Jim getting a delivery.
Two cases of Vizo.
And I'm not cutting this either. This is staying in.
Oh, look at it. My neighbors are looking at me like...
It's so pretty.
Not for any of you. All for me. The precious.
Only for Jim.
Bring it inside.
There can only be one.
Nobody gets...
Is it like a variety pack?
Well, one is Will, which was the first Vizo that I tried, and it's also got a great fruit base to it. And over the years, my taste for it has kind of wavered, because it's just... I like it because it's sugar-free. I prefer to have it sugar-free. But since then, I've kind of, like, grown weary of it. There's several others that I prefer. The other one is one of the newer flavors. So I'm excited to kind of see what that one is.
Yeah. I've found that they taste better cold.
Oh, yeah.
If you have them at room temperature, they're terrible.
That's Will. Okay. Now we go for the other one. All right. Open.
Jim's so giddy. He's giddy like a schoolgirl.
Ecstasy.
Ooh.
Raspberry strawberry. Fancy. Oh, actually, I've had this one before.
Ooh. That actually sounds pretty good.
Raspberry and strawberry is it's actually very delicious. I highly recommend it. And make sure it's still got the 300 milligrams of caffeine. Hell's fucking yes.
Oh. Jim is not sleeping tonight.
No, siree, Bob. I'm going to get all the work done today at work. But oh,
you're going to be twice as efficient.
Which would make me efficient. Let's be honest.
You would be average.
So in regards to the best if buy or sell by dates, these are really kind of rudimentary guidelines. Millions of Americans are tossing perfectly good food in the trash because they think it is not safe to eat after the date on the package. This is a critical step in towards cleaning up the confusion and stopping all of the food, money, water, and energy from going to waste. Assuming that all manufacturers follow the guidelines, these are the only labels that you should see on your food. Use by. This is a safety designation and means that you should consume this item before that date. Best if used by is a quality designation and means that the item will be fresher and taste better before this date, but won't harm you after that date. Now, like I said, if it's lunch meat, I have given a lot of leeway with.
See, that's one of the things that I don't give leeway to is like meat.
Yeah.
If it has a use by, I'll give it a little bit after, but it's generally like a day or two.
Well, if it's processed, to me that almost makes it bulletproof. Like you shouldn't be able to make a suit out of processed lunch meats and be able to like
bologna, bologna armor. Take a round from an Abrams tank.
If a superhero was ever going to come out of Yellsville, Arkansas, it would be Bologna.
Bologna Man.
Yeah, he'd run into, like, Magneto would be attacking some larger city, and Bologna Man would show up and just be, like, fried to a crisp. It would smell like horse balls. So we made a full circle.
He gets his power from Bologna-um.
A meteorite from the planet Bologna 6 crash landed in Yellville, Arkansas.
That would be the lamest superhero ever.
Well, it would be a hit amongst young children, but after a certain age, you'd be like, eh. Kind of bored with Bologna Man. Sorry.
It's lamer than Aquaman. And that is a low bar to cross.
Well, I don't know. In this, in the new Justice League teaser trailers, they're doing all that they can to make Aquaman look
make
like
Aquaman.
Badass.
They gave him a bunch of new powers too here in the last couple years.
Hmm. Is one of the abilities the strength
to withstand criticism and not feel like a bitch whenever he's called out on the fact that he's, you know, basically a glorified merman.
I laugh every time I think of Aquaman because I think of the Family Guy episode where they're on the beach. There's this guy chasing this girl, and he's going to rape her. And she's screaming for help, and Aquaman pops up out of the ocean. Oh, yeah. he's like, hey, get over here. Come here. Get in the water. Just yelling at him. She's like, help me. He's going to rape me. And he's like, he throws a starfish near him. He's like, there's more where that came from. there's like a dozen fish here.
Yeah.
It's so fucking funny.
Well, unfortunately, that's all the time that we got for this week.
Yep.
So, with any luck, we'll be able to do this again the following Friday.
Yep.
Well, that's when we record it. Whatever you get is whenever the fuck you get it, all right? Don't you tell us how to do it.
We generally put it out on Sunday. We usually record on Friday.
Yeah, so deal with it, America.
Well, thanks for tuning in, and we will hopefully see you guys next week.
Later on!
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.